Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you're like me, do you stay up late at night pondering important questions about life?
Sometimes.
Not important.
Not really. Not important, but think of all the things I didn't get done, about what bills I need to pay.
Oh, the sad questions about life. Yeah. Is what you do. But I saw a poll recently that asked over 1,000 people which animals do they think they could beat in a fight?
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Are we talking like a fist fight here?
Meaning unarmed, no weapons.
Oh man.
Wow. So people were giving their answers, and this is probably the most unbelievable stat you'll hear all year.
Okay.
But 6% of people think they could take on a grizzly bear and win.
No, you cannot.
With just their hands.
I've thought about it before. Okay.
Seriously.
I mean, I've lived in grizzly country a lot of my life.
True, very true.
And I think I could do it.
No, Brooke, you cannot do it.
What's your
strategy? Tell me right now. Bear comes at you.
Go for the eyes.
Oh,
what?
God, Brooke, that's
you're
not going to
poke its eye?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your finger, it'll bite your finger before it gets to its eye.
Your whole head will be in its mouth before you
You know what?
No, you jump on its back.
Oh, you jump on its back.
Oh, so you get behind it once it's chasing you.
Yeah, because you can't go straight over its mouth into its eyeballs. You've got to go from behind.
This sound no, you know what, Brooke? It sounds
what
brilliant.
I would do.
Let's turn this into like a radio show thing. Yeah. Let's contact one of the local zoos. If there's any zoo out there that would let Brooke fight your bear.
I don't actually want to harm an animal. I think grizzlies are really important animals.
Oh, trust me. You jumping on the bear's back, I think we'll be fine.
Oh, she's tickling it. Yeah. Oh, no.
Do it.
Okay. 8% of people said they thought they could beat a gorilla.
Oh,
so they're more confident about the gorillas than they are the bears.
Gorillas are so strong too.
And smart. That's your problem with the gorillas. They're smart.
They could pick up a stick and use a tool if they wanted.
9% said a crocodile.
What?
Oh.
And almost 70% of adults who took a survey said they're confident that they'd be able to beat a house cat in an unarmed fight.
How many percent?
70% of adults.
That's it.
Not even everyone.
I don't think I could. Cats can
get
scary.
Claw you.
I'm with that 30% that said I would not want to fight a house cat. I'd probably lose. But just like any good radio host, I had to put action behind my words.
Oh, no, Jeff.
So I tested it out last night.
Cat?
And I got audio. Here's a fight between me and my neighbor's house cat. We called it a draw.
It sounds like the cat won.
What, do you know the cat's name?
Overall, Nibbles did get the best of me.
Okay.
And I probably won't be going back over to their house anytime soon.
I was wondering, it looked like there was some blood seeping through the back of your shirt when
In. The only thing more violent than me and Nibbles is probably the shock collar question of the day. Because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke, Lenscrafter's Most Wanted. Fox!
Oh my god, that's really funny.
You guys have microscopes for glasses.
I do. I was just thinking about maybe getting new glasses. I couldn't decide.
I said yes.
Yeah. All right, Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
In the 1970s, the Italian confectionery company Ferrero was looking to rebrand their tiny mouth freshener product, known then as Refreshing Mints.
Oh, good name.
Very French.
The name they settled on was Tic Tac, and it's become a world-renowned brand ever since.
Oh.
The reason is very simple. Please tell me, what was the inspiration behind naming those tiny refreshing mints Tic Tacs?
Oh, God.
He said it's simple. So my first instinct for you, Brooke, would be that they didn't have a pen or a pencil on them to play tic-tac-toe, so they used these little mints as placeholders, like X is here.
How is that your simple response?
I think it makes sense.
They're playing tic-tac-toe, and that's and they pull out refreshing mints.
They were used as pieces to play tic-tac-toe. Yeah. What were you thinking? Where do you think the inspiration comes from?
I'm lost, so I'm with you. That's not what came to me at first. I was thinking of like tacking something up.
Could be like they're kind of tack shaped.
Yeah, they are. You know? That's a good idea. Or tick could be like a TikTok, like a clock.
I'm thinking when you shake it, doesn't the container make like a tic-tac noise?
Oh, it does make a tic-tac.
That's a clickety-clack. There's a difference between
But maybe in Italy,
it was a tick.
Maybe in Italy, it's tic-tac.
I feel like we should stop doing this because I feel like in some culture we're saying something really offensive.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop and get the question one more time.
In 1970, the Italian confectionery company Ferrero made the bold move of changing the name of Refreshing Mints to Tic Tac, which is globally famous today. I asked you to tell me, what was the very simple inspiration for naming them that? And a hint for you, it has nothing to do with shaking the candy.
Dang it. Okay. That's a good hint, because that's what I was going to go with.
A lot of food companies are named after people or things.
Yeah.
What if this is a couple, and their names were Tic and Tac? And it was just the cutest little couple, little Italian couple.
Yeah, the Italian name's Tic and Tac. It's very Italian.
It's like Jack and Jill, but Tic and Tac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we dropping the and? Wouldn't it be tic and tac instead of tic tacs?
Oh, she has a point there. It'd be like Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe that's what they named their baby.
Jeff will not
let it go. Really into this family idea.
Has to be it.
Oh, man.
I mean, he said it's a simple answer, but I think using it for the game pieces from tic-tac-toe is too simple.
Maybe they were in the room trying to come up with a name, and they heard the clock going tic-tac, tic-tac, instead of tic talk.
Yeah.
Oh, like a clock? Yeah.
I was saying that earlier. Could be like a clock for TikTok.
Maybe they had a tick.
Oh.
A nervous tick, you mean?
Yeah, like a nervous tick.
And the nervous tick is eating mints.
That's the tactic.
Yeah.
That's a tick tactic. That makes sense.
I think I'm just going to have to go with they use it as game pieces for tic-tac-toe.
It's not terrible.
Well,
let's wait on that until we get the answer.
When the sweet treat company called Ferrero was looking to rebrand their mint product, they didn't have to look very far to find inspiration for a new name. They went with a very straightforward approach. I told you it didn't have to do with shaking the candy, but it did have to do with sound.
Oh, come on!
When you opened the plastic container the mints were packaged in, you heard a tick sound, and when you closed it, you heard a tack sound. Thus, Tic Tac was born.
Oh, it's the sound the lid makes when you open and close it.
I think that sounds like click clock.
Not in Italy.
We would have got it wrong then, because we would have said the sound of it shaking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, well, didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear All Star by Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
The glitter's part.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.